Today is the feast day of St. Peter Julian Aimard, a wonderful saintly priest from France who founded the Priests of the Blessed Sacrament. St. Peter Julian was born in Grenoble in 1811. For the first 18 years of his life, he helped out his father in his trade. He was a knife maker. He studied Latin on his own, and when he had the chance, he entered the seminary, was ordained a priest in 1831, and he received permission from his bishop to join a religious order called the Marist Fathers. And for 17 years, he worked as a Marist Father, mostly as a seminary spiritual director and a teacher in the seminary. But then he made a pilgrimage in 1851 to a shrine of Our Lady. And as he prayed at this shrine, he was inspired to establish a brand new order in the Catholic Church, an order devoted entirely to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, to the real presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. He thought to himself that there were so many religious orders that did different things. Some taught, some worked for the poor, some worked in hospitals. He said there was no religious order in the church focused entirely on Eucharistic adoration, adoring Jesus day and night, 24 hours a day, truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Most Blessed Sacrament. So he said, quote, "The idea haunted me that Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament had no religious institute to glorify his mystery of love, his real presence in the Blessed Sacrament, whose only object would be entire consecration to the service of adoring the Blessed Sacrament." So he thought about this idea for a while. He went to see the Holy Father, Pope Pius IX. The Pope was very encouraging. The founder of the Marist Order was also encouraging, of Father Julian. And so he was able to submit his plans for an institute of priest adorers of the Blessed Sacrament. It was eventually approved by the Archbishop of Paris. They gave him a house, and he started perpetual Eucharistic adoration. He only had one other companion at the time. Vocations were slow, but pretty soon more men began to join this order, and a few more houses were set up. He was a personal friend of St. John Vianney. St. John Vianney once said of Father Peter Julian, "He is a saint. His work will do great things for the glory of God." So for the rest of his life, he spent in promoting this order of priests, and then another order of religious sisters was started, and they too would adore Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And then he would have lay people involved as well, and promoted the League of Eucharistic Adoration. During the last 4 years of his life, Father suffered terribly with illnesses, gout, and insomnia. He died on August 1st, 1868, and he was beatified in 1925 and canonized in 1962 during the Second Vatican Council. And the Second Vatican Council reminds us that Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is the source and summit of the Christian life. St. Peter once wrote, "Without the Blessed Sacrament, I'd be lost." Without the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, his life would be empty, he said. So what a great saint, a saint who focused his whole life on Jesus, truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. Should be a good reminder for us, since we have Eucharistic adoration in our chapel, to every day stop in to make a visit, just to say hello to Jesus, to spend time with him. I know many of you, probably all of you, make a weekly holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament. I know even many of you make a daily holy hour with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. So I encourage you to keep up this holy practice. It is the center of our life, Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. I'll give you a blessing now with a relic of St. Peter Julian Aimard. You can venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Peter Julian, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.